Now, some of you may have thought your school days were long behind you, but Leah Tebbutt is getting you back on the bus to Tomarata School. Situated halfway between Parkeri Beach and Mangawhai in the Wellsford area of Auckland, Tomarata School could be considered a success story for their community. At the turn of the century, many schools were shut down by Trevor Mallard, but not Tomarata, and as Leah reports, it's thriving.
What do you guys like most about going to school here?
Playing with my friends and learning.
Learning, play with my friends and...
It's this that makes a country school stand out.
Do you like having the chickens and the cows?
Yes, room 5 does the chickens.
Oh, is that your classroom? Yes. What do you have to do the chickens?
We scoop the poop.
We gotta clean the chicken coop and take the eggs out.
It allows children to get their hands in the mud and learn where their food comes from.
It's not really messy.
Oh, you guys must be okay with poo and muck
then.
We
have to have gloves and a mask.
Tomarata School. It's Auckland's northernmost school. In fact, it's almost 90 years old, having been established in 1934, which is a pretty mean feat for any country school. But I do feel lucky to be here. I tried yesterday, but a civil defence emergency due to flooding made it difficult. So let's see what the kids are up to today.
Hiya.
Hi.
I was just looking for Mr. King.
Yeah, he's that way.
Round the corner.
Yep, you'll see the orange vest down on the field.
Awesome, thank you.
It's a bit nicer of a day today.
It is, isn't it?
How are you?
It's a bit sludgy.
We just planted a few pear trees and now we're just doing... What are we doing here? Apple and a nectarine?
I've caught everyone out in the sunshine planting fruit trees near the chicken coop. The trees were donated by Balance Agri-Nutrients, who decided to donate a variety of trees to different country schools across New Zealand.
Righto, girls,
yes.
We need to put some food in.
Fertilise. We need more fertilise.
Yeah, that's heaps. Heaps. Yeah. No, that's enough in there now.
Yeah, put else, some more on the top, remember?
Yeah, because it gets too much, it'll die. Oh, yeah. Right, now, stomp it. What's that?
Oh, there's a worm. Ew, ew, ew. Stamp.
Just a little bit though, girls, or else it'll end up, it won't survive.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's heaps. No more.
That's a lot.
It is.
With the fruit trees in the ground and lunchtime underway, I sit down with Principal Chris King.
So we're really close to the border with Northland, and so yeah, we are the northernmost school in Auckland, which is kind of amazing because you just don't feel like you're in Auckland at all. You're in a rural setting, so, you know, that's kind of, I don't know, kind of blows people away when they turn up here and think, is this still part of Auckland? And even the Ministry of Education, when they come, you know, they say, you know, we've come, this is our furthest north that we come, and...
Across country roads and flooding like I did yesterday.
Yeah, potholes and flooding and all the rest of it. Yeah.
You mentioned, and I can see, that there's paddocks right next door, I'm guessing for dairy cows. You've also got chickens, actually, on school site. Yes. And just earlier we were planting fruit trees.
Yes.
So there's a very rural focus to the learning, I guess, of these children. And why do you view that as an important part of the education journey for them?
I think that it helps kids to feel connected to something, and it's part of our school's vision that kids will be outdoors, enjoying the outdoors, being healthy and getting involved. So things like having the fruit trees and the chickens and the vegetable gardeners is just ways to get kids outdoors and interacting with nature. And another really amazing thing that this school has is we have a nature classroom, which is off-site on a local farm. The Barnes family, who's a local family, have set aside an area of native bush as a little reserve for Tomarata School to use. And the board have worked to have a classroom built there. So we have an actual off-site classroom.
Wow.
Yeah, so the idea behind that is that once a week a class will go there and, you know, learn about how to care for the eels in the stream, and they're doing testing water quality and learning about the native trees. And yeah, it's a really special spot actually. It's quite peaceful.
No
Mr. King only started his role at the school at the beginning of the year. He and his wife and young daughter made the 1,700-kilometre journey up from Invercargill.
I'm a first-time principal. I had been a deputy principal at my previous school.
What was the attraction, though, for a very country-orientated school?
The thing that appealed to me was when you see a job come up in the Education Gazette, you jump on the school's website, and then I was just reading the vision and values of the school, and it resonated with me. And my wife and I had the conversation that wouldn't that be a great school to send our daughter Imogen to? And then I just sort of sat with it for a few days thinking about it and checking back in and looking at the website again, and just loved that everything that the school has to offer for kids.
What makes it tick? What's so different about it as opposed to those that, I guess, are in the city or in other sort of areas?
Well, I think that Tomarata School has a very strong community, and the role of the school within the community is actually quite a hub. I think the community views the school as, you know, a meeting place and a place that's historical and important to the community. I really, really like that about it. And like yesterday as an example, we had a bit of flooding and we had to close the school because of some of the local roads were going underwater. Well, you know, we put out a message to families to say, we're going to have to close, and then everyone just starts flocking in. We had to cancel all the buses. I think there's just, you know, a lot of community buy-in to the school, and not just the parent community as well. We've actually got a group of farmers come and play tennis up here on our tennis courts all through summer, which is awesome to see. The end of the day when you're turning all the lights off and setting the alarm, there's six utes parked out the front and a whole heap of farmers hanging out playing tennis, being healthy and happy.
And how many is in the school role?
62 kids at the
62.
Moment.
62, yeah. Wow. So it's not the smallest country school that there's ever been. Like, no. We were just talking about a school that had sort of 9 pupils.
Yeah.
But I guess 62 is a good number at the same time, isn't it?
That is a good number. Well, we've got 4 classrooms, so we've basically got around 15 kids in each class, which is really enviable, I think, for a lot of schools that are in the city. You probably could double that just about.
What do you think people like about working here as well? Obviously, you've touched on it from your own sort of experience on why you wanted to come here, but you've got a teacher here that's worked for 40 years, so there must be something great about the school that keeps her coming.
That's Barb. Yeah, I think she said to me, you know, Tomarata School is my heart. So it's just, it does become a really important part of your life. And of course, work forms a big part of your life and you want to enjoy your work, so I think people who work at Tomarata School enjoy their time being around their colleagues and love working with the kids, and it is just a very special place. So
Have you ever feared with the sort of the move in decades past of people moving away from rural areas into the urban, that schools like this would cease to exist?
Yeah, I think I've definitely thought about that, but I think they have such a unique element to them that I think they will always exist. And in education, there's a big push for schools to develop their own localised curriculums. So I think Tomarata School is working really hard to do exactly that and give the school community kind of what it's looking for in an education for their kids. So I think we hold that sort of special place. I think I understand why there's a pull to a bigger school. There may be different opportunities there, but the uniqueness of a small school and the more personalised approach to education, I think is, yeah, I think it's really special, and I think the community recognises that.
And just by watching the kids earlier, when you were planting new fruit trees, they love it. Like, they can't get enough of putting their hands in the mud and then stomping on the ground.
Yeah, it's interesting, eh? Especially the really young kids. I was really blown away today by how they are so into it. Some of the older kids who are like 11 and 12 years old were more standing back telling them what to do. But yeah, it's fantastic. They love it. You see the smiles on their faces. And I guess that's reassurance that we're on the right track, really.
Yeah.
Principal Chris King there of Tomarata School.